Let us pray. Thank you, God, that we have been chosen by you to be your people, that you love each one of us. Help us to understand your word this morning, particularly through our readings. May your Spirit guide us and fill us so that we may live as your people each day of our lives. Amen. I want you to think for a moment about your mothers. What words would you use to describe her? What characteristics would you say represent her? I know that it's not always the case, but my hope is that at least some of the words from our readings this morning would have come up in your thoughts. Mothers are very special. In the three verses of our gospel reading this morning, we read that in Jesus' greatest time of trial and suffering, being crucified on the cross, he demonstrated his love and compassion for his mother. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Mothers are very special. They are the first person in life and before birth, the first person we get to know. When we are born, we are new creations, and our mothers have such an important role in our development. In our passage from Colossians today, Paul is writing to the early church, the early Christians. He instructs the members of the church to put on the graces of God. In a few moments, we'll look briefly at each of those virtues, those graces. But first, let's reflect on why they are so important. Paul writes, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." First and foremost, they are the graces of God. They are the virtues that he has demonstrated to each one of us, both in the Old Testament and throughout the New Testament in Christ, and he continues to do so today in our own lives, whether we realize it or not. Secondly, these graces are outward-looking rather than inward-looking. They're not about us. They're about our relationship with one another and with other people. They are all about developing the right kind of relationship with God and with one another. As I said a few moments ago, Paul is writing to the early Christian church. They are recent converts to Christianity. In many ways, they are spiritual infants or children. They're lacking maturity. That was why Paul was writing this letter and giving them this advice. They needed teaching God's perspective on relationships within the church and beyond. My first point this morning is to clothe ourselves. As Paul wrote, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." Paul uses that language of clothing ourselves, of putting on. Various commentators speak of a baptismal gown. Then we have baptism of children, they usually have a gown on. He's talking about putting that gown on, an act of dedication, an act of commitment to God. Not just in part of our lives, but in every part of our lives, a completeness. These are the instructions to the new converts to Christianity. Jesus has saved you from your sins. You have been forgiven. You have been made clean. You have been made new creations. You must now show that you are a new creation. Clothe yourself with God's virtues. Just as Christ loved you, you are to love others. So we have those list of things: compassion, kindness, gentleness, patience, love, and peace. We're instructed to treat others as God and Jesus has treated each one of us. We can think this week about the events that have happened in Westminster and the things that we've reflected on in our prayers. The importance of having compassion. Let's think for a few moments about the virtues and what they mean to us personally and in our relationship with God and our relationship with one another. When I looked at those virtues, you may or may not agree, and it could be to do with our culture, but when you hear the words compassion, kindness, gentleness, you tend to think of mothers more than fathers. That could be our cultural background. But that's from a human nature point of view. Of course, from a godly point of view, from the instructions that God has given us, all these virtues are appropriate for each and every one of God's people, whether they're male or female. We're all instructed to demonstrate those characteristics and to show them completely in our lives. Compassion is described in the dictionary as sympathetic pity and concern for the sufferings or misfortunes of others. Compassion is all about how we treat other people, how we empathize with them, how we help them. Many of the virtues that we hear overlap with the fruit of the Spirit outlined in Galatians chapter 5. And this shouldn't really surprise us because, of course, it's the Spirit dwelling within us that enable us to be God's people. Kindness is all about goodness, generosity, and courtesy towards others, having a genuine concern without any personal motive. We do it because we love people rather than thinking of the reward that we may get. Gentleness is having a consideration for others. Again, it's that selfless attitude towards others, not for personal gain, but for selfless concern. Now, you've heard this many times before. I am not the greatest one for patience. Patience. I think this must be one of the greatest qualities of a mother. I cannot think of the number of times my mother has been patient with me and still is. How many times can I recall that famous phrase, "You're really trying my patience"? How many times have we tried our parents' patience? How many times have we tried God's patience? But the fantastic thing is that we have a patient God. No matter what we do, he still loves us. Despite our selfishness and our failings, there's nothing we can do that will stop God loving us. He wants us to know him in a deeper way. But what is patience? In one commentary, it's described as a passive virtue, amplified by the additional virtues of endurance, forbearance, and steadfastness. It's the grace of one who may have the right to retaliate, but who chooses to exercise patience instead. Patience is about bearing up with one another, forgiving one another, just as God has been patient with each one of us and has forgiven us. Clothing ourselves with Christ is about following the example of God. How would you describe a mother's love? In our reading today and throughout the New Testament, love is that virtue that binds it all together. Think of the love you have for your family or your children. That love empowers you to overcome anger, hatred. That love empowers you to forgive, no matter what they say or do. And the love of God is so much greater. Finally, we hear that quality of peace, the quality of being content and satisfied with the condition you are in, of being at peace with yourself, and being at peace with others. This is the quality that demonstrates unity within the body. Think for a moment about all these virtues. Consider how they are, how important they are for the establishment of healthy relationships. Paul instructed the early church that they had to treat each other as God had and Jesus had treated them. Therefore, these virtues had to be at the center of their worship and their relationship with one another. My final point is that we are all God's chosen people. God has saved us for a purpose. God expects us to show that we are his people. In Paul's words, that we are holy and dearly loved by him. And we are to show that we are different. Paul writes in verses 16 and 17, "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." In order to be clothed with clothed with Jesus, Jesus needs to be at the center of our lives, not just in the times when we want him to be, but he needs to be reigning in every part of our lives. It's only when this happens that we're truly clothed with Christ. One of my favorite choruses is "Jesus be the center." Jesus be the center. Be my source. Be my light, be my hope, be my song, be my vision, be my path, be my guide, be the fire in my heart, be the wind in my sails, be the reason that I live. Jesus. Is Jesus the fire in our hearts? Is he the wind in our sails and the reason why we live? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, help us to be holy. Help us to be your chosen people. Help us to display the virtues of kindness, compassion, gentleness, patience, love, and peace within your church, within our families, and to the people we meet each day of our lives. Amen.